As I read the scripture for today, coming from John chapter 15, starting in verse 26, I hope you can also listen for the word that we just sung. I'm going to read verse 26 in chapter 15, down through verse 15 in chapter 16. This is Jesus' last night with his disciples. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. All this I have told you so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when everyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I've told you this so that when their time comes, you remember that I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and justice. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I have said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. And that's why I want to make and say the day of Pentecost is so important for the church. It's not more important than the incarnation. It's not more important than the crucifixion and resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ. But it's important for the life of the church because something different happened on the day of Pentecost that had never happened before in all of man's relationship with God. Never. Never. You see, as you read through the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, as you read through that and you look at that, what you find is that God's Holy Spirit descended upon a select number of individuals to guide them, to direct them, to help them, whether they were craftsmen or leaders or priests. God descended upon a select number. God descended God's Spirit upon those who were prophets. But God's Spirit did not come to be and live and walk with every believer. That did not happen before the day of Pentecost. Now, the day of Pentecost was a holiday before the Holy Spirit descended. The Jewish people celebrated this as the early harvest. And they brought in the early harvest from what they had. And they celebrated this day. And people would come into Jerusalem to celebrate. It was one of the high holy days that men especially were expected, if they could, to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the day of Pentecost. About this incredible feast and this incredible harvest that they had. So that's why on the day of Pentecost, there were Jewish folks from all over the world in Jerusalem. And the Spirit descended upon the believers of Jesus Christ. And those people began to speak in tongues. That is scriptural. However, the tongues that they were speaking in were not gibberish. The tongues that they were speaking in were the languages that were found around the world. And the people from the different places were saying this: how is it that we can hear them in our own language? How is it that we can hear them in our own language? I mean, imagine this. They're looking at Peter. I don't know if you've ever met a commercial fisherman. Most of the ones that I knew were a little bit rough around the edges. They were a little bit tough. Whether you realize it or not, on the Chesapeake Bay, I know this. This is where I grew up. Commercial fishermen is one of the most dangerous jobs there is. And their insurance is incredibly high because it is an incredibly dangerous job. The decks get slippery and wet, and it's nothing for somebody to fall overboard. It's a dangerous job. Things are moving back and forth. The commercial fishermen that I knew quite closely, I can remember shaking Mike's hand. And when I shook his hand, it was like grabbing a hold of the toughest piece of leather you have ever found. Because his hands were in the water and wet all the time, it was like one callus from the wrist out. It was incredible. But he was the calmest person I think I've ever met. He was the most humblest person I think I've ever met. There was something about being out on the Chesapeake Bay and being a fisherman that I think that poured into him, about being calm and about being humble. Wonderful Christian. That's what Peter was like. Except Peter loved to talk. And Peter loved to ask questions. And Peter loved to speak up. And can you imagine this rough and tumble fisherman and all these people from around the world, and Peter is speaking in their language and they hear him in their language. Now I want to admit to you, the speaking in tongues on the day of Pentecost possibly happened in two places. Either Peter's tongue was able to speak a foreign language, or God made it so that everybody could hear their own language, and Peter was just speaking one. So the speaking in tongues that day could have been on his tongue, or it could have been in their ear. Peter uses the passage that I began reading from for our call to worship. God's Spirit one day will descend upon you. And when that happens on the day of Pentecost, when that happens, what does it say? People will dream dreams. People will speak words. People will testify. Folks, today is the day of Pentecost. The day that the Holy Spirit came to be with every believer. Within you right now is one third of the Trinity. Within you. A couple of weeks ago, and I think even last week I referenced it, I don't believe in these little angel demons sitting on your shoulders. It's not scriptural. You can't show me any place in Scripture that talks about that. It works great in a cartoon. Okay? It works great in a cartoon. What's happening is the Holy Spirit is within you. And the Holy Spirit is saying, here's what you need to do. And the Holy Spirit is saying, here's what you better not do. Here's what you shouldn't participate in. It's not an angel on one shoulder and a demon on the other. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Because the Holy Spirit now lives within you. God is in heaven. And as we've been studying in Hebrews, Jesus Christ is now in heaven, sitting at his right hand, interceding for us, praying for us, telling God what we need, instructing God how things need to happen so that we can grow spiritually. But what does Jesus say to his disciples? When I leave, I will send you, the Greek word is paraclete, I will send you the paraclete. It means advocate. It means comforter. It means counselor. It means one who comes alongside you and ties up together with you and walks with you throughout life. That's really what the word means. I'm assuming that everybody here knows the word parallel, right? Parallel. Paraclete. It doesn't quite get there from the cleat part, but those of you that know sailing, that know boating, that know ships, what does a ship tie up to? A cleat on the dock. Paraclete, one who ties up alongside you and walks with you and guides you and does a great number of things to help you grow spiritually. And I want to emphasize some of those things today. The first thing that Jesus says in this passage is that the Holy Spirit does testify about the work of Jesus Christ for us. And so should we. The Holy Spirit does testify about the work of Jesus Christ for us. And so should we. That Holy Spirit within you should be... Well, I'm not going to say should be. That Holy Spirit within you is nudging you to testify. Now, we as Baptists, we think about testify as we've been practicing the song this week. Somebody should testify. We think about testifying being part of maybe a Pentecostal holiness service where everybody gets up and shares. And everybody tells about what the Holy Spirit's been doing in their life and how God's been leading and guiding them. And we Baptists talk about sitting down and being respectful and being quiet. But what does Jesus say? The Holy Spirit testifies about all that I did. And you should do the same thing. I'm going to challenge you. There will be someone this week that you will meet that God's asking you to testify to. Will you do it? I can guarantee you there is someone this week that God is asking you to testify what you know about Jesus Christ. It's going to happen. Look for it. And then sing the song. Somebody should testify. Somebody should testify. It's going to happen this week. That I can guarantee. That's why God has left us here. The Holy Spirit testifies to us and expects us to do the same. The second thing that Jesus talks about, and at least two-thirds of it's not very popular right now. The Holy Spirit does convict people about sin, righteousness, and judgment. People in our world don't want to hear about sin. That's not sin. That's my way of truth. No, it's not. It's sin. It's sin. Living that way is sin. But people want, no, this is the way that I'm being directed to live, and it's my truth. Well, you can call it that if you want, but it's sin. And sin is missing the mark. That's all it is. And the mark that we should be living is the life that God wants us to live. And the Holy Spirit will come to you. Have you ever been anywhere and you've done something that you knew you probably shouldn't have done? And all of a sudden you get this feeling of, oops. That's the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to you about sin and saying, do you realize that what you just did was sin? What's sin all about? I can make it even easier for you. Sin is about putting I first. What's the middle letter of sin? It's about making I the center of life. That's sin. Whenever your desires, your wants are more important than the community of faith and helping people to know about Jesus Christ, that's sin. Sometime this week, something will happen and the Holy Spirit will say, hey, that's sin. Will you confess it? It also says, Jesus also says that the Holy Spirit will talk to us about righteousness. People in our world nowadays have a very poor and wrong sense of righteousness. Very poor, very wrong. And I wish I could tell you it was different for church folks. Overwhelmingly, it's not. There are church folks that say, well, being right is what's comfortable for you. God just wants you to be comfortable and God wants you to be happy. So you do whatever and that's your right. That's not righteousness. That's not what Scripture teaches. The Holy Spirit will convict, and that's a strong word. Convict. That's an uh-oh. Whoops. The Holy Spirit will also convict about judgment. People will be judged for the way that they live. They'll be judged for sins of commission, ones that they decided to do. And they will also be judged for sins of omission, the things that they should have done that they failed to do. Even as a believer of Jesus Christ, Scripture says we'll be judged. It's going to happen for everyone. Right now, that voice that speaks to you as a believer of Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit telling you. The Holy Spirit does help us to understand the truth of God and Jesus Christ. There's one of the incredible, exciting things. Have you ever sat down and read Scripture and all of a sudden it jumps off the page at you and you understand it in a new and a profound way that you never saw before? That's the Holy Spirit. That's not all your brain cells just finally working right, or however you want to call that. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says, pay attention to what you're reading. See what this says? Before you sit down and read Scripture, before you sit down and study Scripture, do you ask the Holy Spirit to help you? I hear lots of people say, Pastor, Scripture is so hard. Jesus says, I'm sending the Holy Spirit to you to help you understand. That Holy Spirit, one-third of the Trinity of God, will live in you, will guide you, will direct you, will teach you about righteousness, will tell you the way that you should walk. That Holy Spirit within you will confirm things. You ever had the gut feeling? Yeah, that's what I should do. Some people call it intuition. I call it the Holy Spirit speaking to you and you hearing. The Holy Spirit nudging you. I do not believe that God hits us in the forehead with a baseball bat to get us to understand things. I do not believe that. And you cannot support it from Scripture, I don't think. What I do believe is that God is talking to us constantly and continually through the Holy Spirit, and there is a moment when we get it. And we go, oh my goodness, look at what I just got. It's because you just heard what the Holy Spirit was saying to you. Is it the first time that the Spirit was speaking? Probably not. It could be, but probably not. How many times do you have to tell young kids, or I'll go one step further. How many times do you have to tell teenagers before they get it? Just once, right? Everybody had that kind of teenager as you were raising them. You only had to tell them one time and they got it, right? What did you say, brother?
Amen.
Amen. My brother back here behind the glass, we're going to let him loose next week. My brother back here behind the glass said 1 million times. That's how many times you have to tell a teenager, right? Now some of you are agreeing with that, I know. I believe that God is always speaking to us through the Holy Spirit. Always, continuously. You see, the Holy Spirit of God lives within you if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now let me ask a trick question. How much, what percentage of God comes to live within you when you first believe in Jesus Christ? Okay, I got one answer, 33 and a third. Anybody else brave? All that you will allow. I'm going to say 100% of God comes to live within you once you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, I want to agree with Linda. Linda said 33 and a third, but the Holy Spirit is 100% of God. In every way, shape, and form, living within you, bringing you understanding, convicting you, protecting you, testifying about what Jesus Christ has done. Incredible, isn't it? Why don't we talk about the Holy Spirit? Well, I know we're Baptist, I'm sorry. I knew the answer to that question. But shouldn't we talk about the Holy Spirit? Jesus says the advocate, the counselor, the helper, the paraclete will come and tie up alongside of you, live with you, walk with you, and help you to grow spiritually. Bring you understanding and truth, teach you righteousness, convict you of sin, and let you know that you will be judged. The Holy Spirit will come alongside of you and love you and show you compassion and pick you up when you need to be picked up. Shouldn't we celebrate that? Instead of saying, Pastor, why are we celebrating Pentecost? That's what other churches do. We're Baptists. And I believe in the priesthood of every believer. And I don't need a priest. And I don't need somebody to teach me. I can go to God myself. If you believe in the priesthood of every believer, I want to let you know that's not biblical. The doctrine is the priesthood of all believers, not every as in an individual. It's all working together cooperatively. The Holy Spirit works in each one of our lives, and the Holy Spirit works in the life of this community of This that we call Withfield Baptist Church. Do you realize that? Remember, sometime this week, the Spirit's going to ask you to testify. Will you? Sometime this week, the Holy Spirit is probably going to convict you about something. Will you listen or ignore? Sometime this week, the Holy Spirit is going to bring you a deeper understanding of how God wants you to grow spiritually. Will you listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit? The Trinity is not just the Father and the Son. The Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And at the day of Pentecost, as Peter was preaching right before that, the Holy Spirit came to live in the midst of every believer. We need to know the Holy Spirit, don't we? The Scripture says God's in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. But the Holy Spirit's right here with us right now. What step are you going to take this week? What step are you going to take to better hear the guidance of the Holy Spirit? What step are you going to take to better hear the guidance of the Holy Spirit who is speaking to you today? The Spirit is speaking to you very personally right now about the step that you need to take next in your spiritual growth. Right now. Can you hear it? Will you listen? Will you take a risk and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? Let us pray. Lord, you've not left us alone in this world. Jesus ascended into heaven and he will return one day. But until he returns, the Holy Spirit is within us, guiding us, directing us, lifting us up, helping us to testify, helping us to understand, convicting us, being there to love on us. Lord, help us to know this Holy Spirit, because I know that you're speaking to this community. I know that you're speaking to each individual here today and those who are listening to us over the internet. You're speaking to every one and you're asking them to take a step much deeper than they've ever taken before. Lord, as the Holy Spirit loves on us, guides us, and helps us, may we take the step that you're asking us to take this week. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.